Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, an award-winning author, apparel industry expert, and business owner. And I'd like to personally thank you for listening to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This is a journey we're taking together, and we're all making continual progress in living by the gentleman's code. If you would, could you please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast? It means so much to us and really helps us to reach out and find new listeners that are interested in these similar subjects. We'd also like to extend an invitation to accept our free gift. That is a copy of the ebook or audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman. This is over 144 pages of information on subjects just like this pertaining to the life of a gentleman. You can download your copy at harrisonblakeapparel.com. Visit the blog and simply download your copy today. At this time, I'd like to welcome in my co-host, Charles. How's it going?
Man, I'm in studio again. The podcast is going well. Thank you so much to not only you, Richard, for allowing a platform to be able to express just some of our ideas, some of our life experiences that we have had. Not only that, I want to thank the listeners for their feedback, positive. And what we're going to talk about is even some of, not negative, but just kind of down emails.
Oh, what happened?
Well, this time I want to talk about chin up or keeping a positive attitude. You know, we had this email from a person. He said, I know that you guys have been helping us to become a better person, but it's just hard for me to try to achieve these goals. What can I do?
It's hard to hear that because we don't like to see anybody down. We don't like to see anybody feeling a little depressed, but from time to time, we can't help that. He maybe is not achieving his goals or making those changes as fast as he wanted to, but I think we can help him because we are all, like we say every week, a work in progress.
A work in progress. And that is no problem to not only that listener, but also everyone there. If we're not achieving our goals as fast as we think we should, we're still achieving them. And this is something that we can be proud of. We have to keep our head up.
Definitely. Because as you said, being a work in progress means that we're not an overnight success. The most important thing is that we're trying. That we're trying to make those changes and that we're trying to reach our goals.
Yes, and just your attitude that you have in life.
Yeah.
How does that help?
Oh, it helps tremendously because what you think about, you bring about. You have to have that positive mindset. You can't be down on yourself. There's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be curveballs, as it were. But you have to keep your head up high, knowing that you're being the best you can possibly be.
Yes, and if everything was easy and life was given to you, then everyone in the world would be successful. But this is called the life of a gentleman. Sometimes life happens, things that get us down, but by our attitude, it can make us happy or unhappy.
Yeah, definitely. And you can really choose what you want to be. You can choose, tell yourself, I'm going to have a positive attitude. I'm going to stay motivated. I'm going to stay upbeat. I'm going to surround myself with winners because people who are like-minded, who want the same things out of life that you want. We want to live the life of a gentleman. So if you want to live that, you can't hang around people who want a different lifestyle than that. No, you have to hang around people who understand the importance of wanting to show respect for others, having respect for themselves, using manners, things like this.
Yes, and it is a happiness. It is a mindset. It is an inner peace, and it is a satisfaction that we can have for ourselves. I kind of think of crabs, so to speak. When you have a bunch of crabs in a pot, they don't put a top on. Do you know why?
No.
Because the ones at the bottom, they keep pulling you down. So as you said, you have to surround people who are positive. Instead of inside the pot, you look for ones who are elevated to pull you up and reach you out.
Oh, that's a good illustration. I really can appreciate that, because we all need a helping hand from time to time. And what we're hoping is that this platform can be one of those hands that's helping people, kind of pulling them along. And you know, we've had the opportunity to work with different youth groups and different organizations that had us come in and speak.
Yes.
And we've had the opportunity to touch some of these young people and show them that there's a different lifestyle that you can have. So if there's people out there that would like us to reach out and get with them, we want to just put out that reminder that we are open to it. This is more than a podcast. This is a movement. And we want to be in the community, working with youth groups, organizations, nonprofits, helping, assisting, encouraging people to live this life of a gentleman.
Yes, and so as we have said, that we truly do appreciate the ones that we have worked with previous. These topics, this movement, this lifestyle has helped so many people, or are helping them. And one of the things that we like to use in staying in keeping a positive attitude is just some tips here. Now, nothing is written in stone, but this is just something that we all can do just to help us better, help us smile, so to speak.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's get into these tips. You know, the first one that I think about is always look at the bright side. You know, a lot of times we think of the negative things that are happening, but really you want to think about the good things that you have going for you. Just the fact that you woke up in the morning, as June Archer likes to say, the fact that you woke up, you're having a good day right there.
Yes. The number two that I like to look for is we think of solutions. We don't think about our problems. Problems can let us down, but our solutions can move us ahead.
That's a great one. Here's one that I like, and that's listen to relaxing or uplifting music. And that could be different genres. Whatever you decide is good for you. Myself, I'm a jazz person. I love to come home after a long day and listen to some smooth jazz, and just kind of mellows me out. And that's what I like to do to unwind.
Well, me is like this. It says try to watch something funny, some videos or something to make you laugh. Well, people who knows me, they know I like to laugh.
Yeah, definitely. And there's nothing wrong with unwinding. Just because you're living the life of a gentleman doesn't mean you're walking around all serious, you know. Yes. With a tie on when you're at home, you know.
Yeah, so being a gentleman is being fun in life. Life is fun. Life is vibrant. Life moves ahead. There's no reason for you to be sad in life when there's so many wonderful things that's out there.
Definitely. Here's another good tip. Each day, devote a little time or set aside a little time to read a few pages of an inspiring book. The reason we say that is what you feed your mind is what you're going to think about. If you take in positive things, positive information, you're going to feel that way.
Yes, and that lends itself right into the next one of watch our thoughts. If we're thinking on something negative, guess what? Negativity is going to project itself. But if we focus on something that's positive, that's what's going to be projected.
Here's tip number 7. Don't sweat the small stuff. And guess what? It's
what?
All small stuff. You know, a lot of times we're so hard on ourselves. We're our own worst critic. We think about, oh, I didn't get this done. I didn't get that done. I didn't hit this goal. I didn't hit that goal. Think about what you did accomplish for the day.
Yeah.
That's going to help you stay upbeat.
Yeah. So every day, try to do something good for yourself. I know some people, they like a lot of little things that make them happy. Maybe it's your favorite food. Maybe it's your favorite TV show. Maybe it's taking that long walk in the park. Maybe it's walking your dog or just playing with your kid. I know every day that I come home, my son is like, oh, dad. And that is enjoyable. So what you do every day, do something good for yourself.
And when you do something good for yourself, don't forget also to do something good for others. It could be something simple. It doesn't have to be an elaborate gift that you're giving someone, but you could just give somebody commendation. You can tell your family or friend that you appreciate them. You could help an elderly neighbor. You could help someone in your community. You could even mentor someone else that's a little younger than you. Help them to live the life of a gentleman.
Yes, because like it says, when you become happy, then people will try to make you happy. So coming in point 10, we always expect happiness. We wake up and we have a good day. That means every day we wake up on this side of dirt, someone has said,
yeah,
that is a great day.
You make the decision, right? When you wake up out of bed, what are you going to have? You can have a good day, you can have a bad day. It's your choice. And here's another tip. I like this one. Don't become envious of other people that are happy. Sometimes we see other people and we look at them, especially on social media today. You see everybody on Instagram looks like they're a millionaire. You know, they're doing great. Nobody has a bad day on social media.
Correct.
So when you look at that, be realistic. You know that nobody's life is perfect. It may appear to be on social media, but in reality, we know everybody has their bumps and bruises.
Yes, and that's what life is about. It's about the bumps and bruises, but it's about whether we're just going to sit there and let these hold us down, or are we going to take these bumps and bruises and roll with it and keep a positive attitude. And one way it's going to help us is 12 says that we associate with positive people. We try to learn to be positive by those ones who are positive. Remember, positivity is contagious.
Yeah, it is. It rubs off on everyone. Here's another tip. When things don't go right, stay calm.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. That's all, you know.
Who's that guy?
Super excited guy. You know, when something goes wrong, he's flipping out. Or the guy that's got road rage.
Yeah.
The minute the light turns green, you're honking the horn, you're screaming. Don't be that guy.
No, we have to stay balanced within our life. And the last one that I love, this is probably one of my favorite. You have to smile more often. Just like positivity is contagious, smiling is contagious. We all have a tough day, but as we said before, it takes less energy to smile than it does to frown. So let's smile.
Yeah, that's just a practical tip. There's nothing wrong with it. People nowadays want to walk around with a frown. No need for that. We have so much to be thankful for. And you know what? When you look back at these tips, these are practical things you can do. And here's what I love about it.
What's that?
They don't cost a dime.
Oh,
nothing we said costed money, really.
Yeah.
It was all pretty much free tips that you can implement to have a healthy, positive mindset.
Yeah, so to that listener at the beginning who I mentioned, who he was kind of down because he just wasn't able to achieve a lot of these goals, don't worry. This is life. Life is good. Have fun. Continue to push ahead. Surround yourself with great people. And eventually, what can happen?
You're going to hit those goals. And you know what, Charles? Speaking of great people, we've got an amazing interview coming up next. You ready for it?
Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today we have a special guest, Marcus Strother from the Men's Leadership Academy. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Definitely. We wanted to have you on because the show is titled The Life of a Gentleman, and it just so happens that you have a program working with young men that helps to develop them sort of into living the life of a gentleman. Could you tell us a little bit more about your Men's Leadership Academy?
Definitely. So with Men's Leadership Academy, it is currently a high school course, but we are now, starting in August, going to be working with our middle school. And one of the things that you probably have heard many times is that we need to start younger. So we have actually started working with two elementary schools that we're going to be bringing it into as well. With Men's Leadership Academy, you know, it's a lot around leadership skills. It's definitely around community and becoming that citizen that is a part of the world in a way where you are making a difference. So we really focus on those pieces as well. It's getting them college ready. It's also getting them career ready. But it's also talking about what it means, as you all have mentioned, to be a gentleman and to be a man growing into this place. As young people in America, we don't have necessarily a rites of passage, where you may have a lot of different cultures that do have those pieces. So we're really trying to think around what is that time and what are those things that we can do as men working with our young men to pass that baton and say you are now into that manhood space, not only because you gave good grades, not only because you dress, you know, appropriately, but also that you carry yourself in a way that shows what being a man is. You treat women a certain way, you protect your community in a certain way. So we're really working and focusing on those pieces.
And yeah, thank you very much for being an advocate of doing that. Like you said, starting young at an early age, we need that leadership and that guidance. But can you tell us, Marcus, how did you get started and what is your motivation on helping others become better?
Definitely. As a young teacher, when I first started out, now getting ready to go into my 19th year in education, I knew right away from my father himself that giving back to your community and being someone that is really contributing in a way that makes your community positive was what I needed to do and who I needed to be. So my father was a big influence on me. Many people have always said back in our hometown of Kankakee, Illinois, that man, to have a good father and son team like me and my dad are was always a plus in that community. And as I was working in another district, my father was the one who at the time said, hey man, you need to come back home and see what you can do here. So I ended up becoming a high school administrator in the school that I graduated from and did a lot of great work there and have been able to really work with a lot of different people to be able to build that program. But then coming out to California, you know, God said there was something else he needed me to do and opened up the doors. So here I am in Sacramento trying to do that same work.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like everywhere you've gone, you've left a positive impact behind you and been able to make an impression on these young men, which is so commendable. You know, one thing one thing that caught my eye, because I follow you on social media, was a recent trip that you had out to the White House in Washington, D.C. Could you tell us a little bit more about that trip and how it was organized?
Sure, definitely. So I'm sure you all are familiar with President Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative. With that initiative, they have recently started the Success Mentors initiative underneath the MBK umbrella. With that, Sacramento has now become one of 30 districts in the entire country that will be leading the way with the Success Mentors initiative. And through that, with the White House and my school district here in Sacramento, I was chosen to become the district captain to lead that for our community. So going out to the White House, as you've recently seen, was going there to be able to, one, meet all the partners that are a part of the program, which we have people like Kevin Durant. We have Mentor National that's a part of the program as well. And really talking around what are some of the things that we want to hit on. First and foremost, looking at chronic absenteeism and trying to get our babies back into school. In order for them to learn, in order for them to get where we need them to be, we need them to be here in school learning the things that they can learn. So we are now Success Mentors District. We will be leading that work starting here in August with a couple of our schools as we start out. And being out at the White House and being in that opportunity and in that space, some are like-minded and some give us things to think about was great.
Yeah, well, first of all, we want to say congratulations on being the captain. That is such a great honor for you. Man, congratulations on that. Now, with your program, what impact have your program have had on individuals? Or have you seen any impact that your program had?
Yeah, so one of the great things about Men's Leadership Academy is that I came into something that was already on the forefront in moving forward with my director, Stacey Bell. She's an amazing woman doing amazing work and really started working on Men's Leadership Academy actually before I had even gotten here.
Okay.
And that when she hired me, that was one of her goals in hiring me was, you know, can you take this to the next level for us? But they had already done some great work, and I've been able to meet a lot of great young people who have already gone through the program. They've helped folks find, you know, our young people finding jobs. They've been able to get them into college opportunities. We have great CBOs around here, like Jolie Johnson, who has Blacks Making a Difference. They've been able to do some great work all underneath our MLA umbrella, which has been amazing. So seeing the kids get into schools, seeing them on amazing field trips, seeing them be able to get jobs really has been great. And at this point, you know, we're really focusing on how we can dive into our younger folks and get them even more prepared as we get them to the high school level.
Oh, beautiful. What are some of the things in the future that you have planned for the younger children? Because Charles and I both have sons that are under the age of 6, and it'd be interesting to know some of the things that perhaps you could do with the young ones to get them walking on the right path, so to speak.
Definitely. So I'm a huge proponent in the fact that we have to give our young people opportunities to be able to see things outside of what they always see. So my wife and I, we also have a nonprofit which is called LEAP Foundation, LEAP standing for Leaders Empowered to Achieve Anything Possible. Through that program, we are bringing along young people, as well as our high school students, as well as college students, to do a lot of trips outside of the country and putting them in communities that look a lot different from where they are to help them understand what they can do there that they can bring back to their home community. So we have 3 villages in the Dominican Republic. We've been able to build 3 schools there. We've been able to work on water filtration systems as well as doing a lot of cement work. But our young people we bring with us over there, we put them in situations where they're able to sit with some of our Haitian resettled folks that live in the Dominican as well as some of the Dominicans and read and teach them writing to the younger, becoming role models and mentors for the younger people in the Dominican. So it gives them an opportunity to be able to see outside of their own community. But when we work with them here at our home community, we also focus their attention on what does it look like to get on advocacy boards. So we find things like teen library boards that they can be a part of so that they can start learning about the ins and outs of what it means to run a city, what it means to run an organization, how they can get involved that way. We are also creating and have partnered with the Sacramento Kings to do a new 1-year sustainability project called I'm in the NBA. What we've seen is that for many, many years, we keep telling our young people, you know, only so many people go into the NBA. And that's very true if they're only going to be a player. But there are many other things that our young people can do in the NBA that don't involve them dribbling a ball and shooting. So we're going to start working with 25 girls and 25 young men, and we're going to be putting them in situations where they can start learning the ins and outs of running an NBA team, of being a part of running a camera, being a part of being the hype man on the floor and what that looks like. Even certain things like building mentorship programs with DeMarcus Cousins and the things that he's doing here in Sacramento. So when we start working with them at that younger piece and showing them different ways, instead of them always seeing the basketball player or the hip hop artist, putting them in situations where they can understand that you can be an announcer and that is a career. You can run the cameras and show people, you know, what's happening at the game level on TV, and that is a career. You can be a physical therapist and be able to work on the basketball players, and that is a career. So we're going to start that early so they start seeing those opportunities and understanding that, you know, there's people that have a career in tasting ice cream.
Yeah.
But we don't tell people about that. We don't tell young people that there's, you know, you could be a foot model. If you take care of your hands and your feet, that's what you can do. You know, but we're always consistently telling them the same careers. You know, go be a doctor, be a police officer, be a teacher. There's many other things out there that are great opportunities for our young people. We just have to put it in front of them.
And we do know that the kids that we have, they are great kids. They just need the opportunity to be able to show them. And you have definitely done that and show them the way. So once again, thank you. Now, can you tell us a personal story on how the Leadership Academy or what you have done in the past worked on why you continue to do what you do?
Sure. I have a lot of those stories, but I will tell this one because it's probably the biggest impact I've ever had for myself. 2 years into going back to my home school back in Kankakee, I had already started what was called there Brother to Brother. That is a program underneath the umbrella of Student African American Brotherhood with one of my mentors, Dr. Tyrone Bledsoe.
Okay.
With that group, I had really established a great relationship, had about 110 young men that were a part of that group. My second year into being there, the school district had decided that they wanted to restructure our administrative team, and they were going to let all of the deans, assistant principals, and principals go. And when the students found out about that, they said no. They wrote petitions. Within 5 hours, they had over 500 signatures for me to be able to keep my job.
Wow.
That wasn't enough for them. The next day, we got to school. The school, at that time where I was about 1,200 students. After first period, or when the bell rang for first period, there was about 700 students that sat down in the hallway and said they refused to go to class until Mr. Struther keeps his job.
Wow.
That lasted for about 2 weeks. There were about 11 articles written but I ended up keeping my job. And it was because the young people said, hey, we have somebody that cares about us. We have somebody who's invested in what we're doing. We have somebody that's trying to get us to a good place, and we are not going to let you take him away from us. So I say that in terms of a personal story to keep me going is because I know the investment that our kids need is good adults who care. You know, people always ask the question, like, you know, well, what can I do and what does it take and how did you get to this level? And I was like, I just care about kids. I know you want this really great, like, movie to come out of what I'm going to say to you. And it's really, I love my babies. And they know that I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that they achieve. So that definitely is one personal story. But I continue, you know, to watch the young men that I've worked with prosper. Even here in Sacramento, in the year that I've been here, I've been able to build some great relationships with young people who are looking for a reason to do well. They just need help. So I, you know, as long as God keeps putting breath in my body, I'm going to keep doing the work he needs.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate the work that you're doing. We see that you're making an impact. You know, you kind of mentioned something that I was going to ask you about, and that is a lot of us might want to give back to a community. We want to get involved, but a lot of times, like you mentioned, we don't know how. What advice or what encouragement would you give to the listener that wants to give back to their community and help out the young people in this next generation?
A couple different things that come to mind. First, invest in your schools. You know, find out what's happening. There are teachers, there are community-based organizations that are working within the schools, not just here in California, but all across this country, that are trying to make a difference and trying to do great things. So I would definitely say the investment in schools and seeing what you can do in that place is great. The other piece is to really pay attention to what may be happening in your community from a city level and really trying to see how your city is investing in your community. If they're not investing in the way that you think they need to invest, you know, create, you know, be innovative and find people out there like myself, like a Dr. Chris Edmond, who's doing phenomenal work, who has the new book that just came out for white folks to teach in the hood. You know, reach out to people like that. Reach out to Monique Morris. Dr. Morris has a great book called Push Out about our young black girls and what it looks like in school. Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, as we all know, being able to build relationships like that, the opportunity is there. So find out from them, you know, can one, you either come here and help me develop some programs, or two, can you tell me what I can do? And I'll work from there to develop those programs. So I always try to push people to be creative in what you do. But if that's really not your niche, there are programs in your community. My wife is amazing at finding resources and being able to look at what there is. So it's really about doing the research and finding those things that are available and not being afraid to go out and push the envelope with folks. We are in a place, of course, we know after Alton Sterling and with Philando Castile, we are in a place that marching needs to look different for us now. Marching can't be about doing a protest one day and shutting down a city street. We need to start sitting in front of the White House until they give us our checks. We need to start making sure people know that there is change that needs to happen. And a lot of that is what can we do to really push the envelope and really give back to our community in a way that makes sense. But again, there are so many things out there with social media. There are things in your community. There are things within your schools that will provide you with opportunities to help out. Here in California, the California Endowment, another great organization doing great work. You know, just really trying to figure out who is in your community doing the work and how you can better support them.
Yes, and that does make sense, and that definitely is good. I know you said that we need to invest, and with an investment, it doesn't pay off right away, but it do take time. So that definitely makes sense. Now, this podcast, we mentioned a little bit earlier, it is called The Life of the Gentleman. So let me just ask you there, Marcus, what does it mean to you to live the life of a gentleman?
First and foremost, I would say self-care. In order for me to be the best husband, the best father, the best teacher, the best educator, the best friend that I can be, I have to take care of myself. So to be that gentleman that is expected, you know, I got to take care of self. I got to eat right. I got to meditate. I got to get the proper rest. I tell people all the time, don't brag to me that you stayed up all night getting that program together. I need you to sleep.
Yeah.
I need you to be rested so you can come and perform the program that you're putting on. The other piece to me is really from, I would say, my Southern roots, where my family many of them come from Mississippi and Alabama, is really how we take care of our women and children in our community as well. Looking good in the way that you do things, I think you all know I love to dress, I love to be proper, I love to put myself in a position where I feel good about myself when I put on the clothes that I put on, or I get to wear the ties that I get from Harrison Blake and be able to enjoy those things in a way. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I would also say, I think the last piece for me, living the life of a gentleman, is definitely doing God's work. You know, and over this past year, I've been able to find myself in a place where, you know, I thought I was faithful, but I really, really took a leap of faith and found out that God had a net waiting for me and caught me and had done some phenomenal things through me. So being able to be in that place as well. And I'm not a person, I will be the person to say, I'm not looking at this from a religious standpoint. I'm very spiritual and definitely understanding that piece in terms of God has a plan and I'm going to work that plan as much as I can. So, you know, I just want to be the best dad. I just want to be the best husband. You know, as Muhammad Ali would say, I want to be the greatest. You know, and not just the greatest boxer, I want to be the greatest at everything that I do. And I just believe for all of us as men, you know, if we can just live every day like it's our last and make sure that it counts, we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's all about making an impact, and we can see that you're not just talking about it, you're actually living it. So we want to thank you, and thank you for coming on the podcast. Well, before we say goodbye, could you please help us out and tell us where we can follow you on social media, or actually maybe perhaps even help out or donate to your cause and just get in touch with you? Leave us your contact information, please.
Definitely. So on Facebook, it's just under my name, Marcus L. Strother. On Twitter and Instagram, it is at I Am Educated. And I will also throw out, because I'm all for it, give me a call, let me know what you need. Let me know how you want to invest and get involved in what we're doing. So my cell phone number is 815-793-5537. We got great people throughout the world wanting to do great things. And if I can help you be a part of that, then I want to help be a part of that. The last piece that I would say is my email address. It's very simple. It's made, M-A-D-E, the number 2, educate@yahoo.com.
Marcus, thank you so much for coming on. And as we mentioned, you're a Harrison Blake family member. We don't look at our people that make purchases from our website as customers, but as family. And that's how we connected with you. And each week on the podcast, we invite people to reach out to us and contact us. And we're so glad that you did just that. And we learned a lot by having you on. And perhaps in the future, we'll have you on again and learn more about the Leadership Academy and all the great work that you're doing for these young people.
I appreciate you all having me on. I love everything that you all are doing. And in any way that I can continue to support, I will. And feel free to reach out to me in any possible situation you may have going on that we can help support you, whether it's coming out to events, whether it's doing stuff on social media to be able to promote. We are all about it. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Take care.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week, we're glad to have back on the line Dennis Stiles with us this week. And this week, we thought we'd talk about accessories as we get into the gentleman's look. Dennis, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Rich. I'm happy to be back with the team. I'm happy to discuss today's topic is going to be accessories. Now, I brought along a good friend. His name is Ray, a fashion enthusiast. A very dapper gentleman, a family man, and he pretty much embodies what the show stands for, which is gentleman, class personified, and a family man. So, Ray, how you doing, my friend? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. It's a nice honor to be on here. I really have enjoyed what you guys have been doing with the episodes.
Thanks so much, Ray. It's nice to have you on the show as well.
Rich, today's show is going to be very important for every gentleman. It's going to be accessories. Now, one of the most important items for every gentleman to dress up their outfit, whether it's a pin, collar bar, pocket square, tie clip. Every gentleman needs this in their wardrobe. Remember, guys, you cannot just wear a suit and a tie and call it a day. It's not going to, you got to complete the look. And because of that, that's where accessories come in. Just picture a dark suit with just a tie. It's not going to go very well. It's going to be too plain, too boring, and the suit is just going to look like you're going to a wake.
Yeah, so, it's kind of boring.
So what do you think about accessories, Ray? I've seen some of your work on Instagram, and you pretty much love accessories, man. You do a great job putting stuff together, my brother.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, accessories to me are probably the biggest thing of my wardrobe. Depending on where I'm going, there's casual accessories that I think of as far as like bracelets, rings. That's more of a casual look for me. But I usually am more dappered up. So my go-tos is always pocket square, lapel pin, and I try to have a standout in the, as far as the tie. I do wear a lot of bow ties, so I try to keep that as one of my go-tos to make my outfit stand out from the next person.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, what you're saying. Especially having a bow tie or a standout tie really kind of draws the eye there and gets a lot of compliments. Wouldn't you say, Dennis?
I totally agree. I mean, like, you know, I said before, I'm not really a plain guy. Neither is Ray. So it's kind of, you know, it kind of goes perfect with what the topic is today, which is accessories. Now, accessories could be a lot of things, guys. It could be a tie bar. Just the simplest thing as a tie bar could just complete a whole look. Now, I'm not the type of guy that's going to put more than 4 to 5 extra things on my, you know, wardrobe. How do you feel, Ray, when you see a guy that has a pocket square, a pin, a tie bar, just all that stuff going on? You okay with that?
Not at all. I try to make sure that I don't overdo it, especially if you're going to wear a tie that really stands out. You want to basically use less accessories. And if you have a tie that's very plain, then you have more of an option of using more accessories. I don't really do the lapel pin and pocket square. I think it's good to do one or the other. That's one of my things. The tie bars are really nice. I think they can go with anything. That's a really good accessory to have. But I try to stay away from having too much accessories because the eye is drawn all over the place. So you're not really standing out on one thing of your outfit. Everybody's looking at everything and not really focusing on the style of the outfit.
Yeah, I like the point that you made there with the eye being drawn to different places on the body. That's a really good point. When somebody has too much going on, you don't know what to focus on, do you?
Not at all.
I actually have a good comeback for that. This is for you, Rich. You know, you have a subscription box, right? And a lot of the times, you do like to add a pin, pocket square, and a tie. Now, let me ask you a question. A lot of these gentlemen out there doing chesty shots, close-ups with everything put together, is that something that you like to see people do when they style your boxes? Or you prefer them to separate the looks a little bit better?
Well, it's a personal preference, so I don't mind if they do either way. I just appreciate the support that they give. But the points that you guys made about sometimes it can just be a bit much. And I think people kind of miss the point of the subscription box sometimes. We do try to provide a coordinated look, but you don't always have to wear everything at once. The idea behind the subscription box is that for a great price, you're able to get a lot of different accessories that you can add to your collection. And in fact, you can go back a couple months and mix and match pieces from different boxes and get a whole new look. So I encourage people to do that as well.
I totally agree with that. We think about that, right?
I totally agree with that too. That's a really good point that you made, Rich, because a lot of the accessories that you get this month, you don't have to put with this month. You can mix and match with all the accessories that your brand provides throughout the month to mix and match them, and you're going to have a plethora of different options and different combinations that you can wear that might look better for that day. So that's a really good point, Rich.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, we're just trying to give people some options, a little bit of value, maybe some pieces that they normally wouldn't try.
I agree. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, how you wear a tie or if you're wearing a bow tie. I think we spoke on this before. We had a bow tie show a few weeks back, and I had said that, you know, to me, I love a bow tie with a pocket square. You don't necessarily have to do a pin. It's optional. Like Ray said, he's a fan of the bow tie, and just the flat layout pocket square is pretty much good to go. The good thing about these guys is that when it comes to accessories, they're very affordable online right now. So you could probably get like 20 accessories. Just I'm talking about like tie bars, pocket squares for a good price, $5, some of them $3, $10. I know you could find some of them in the Harrison Blake collection. Is that something that you like to carry a lot of, Richard? That way your customers could, you know, kind of like learn how to style more of some of the ties you have and bow ties that you have on your site.
Yeah, that's true. We try to carry a variety of accessories. As you mentioned, some of the ties, I believe Ray who mentioned this, some of the ties are a little bit more of a pattern to them, and you can't always do too much with that, so you kind of want to let the tie speak for themselves. But we do have a lot of accessories for sale, especially lapel pins and pocket squares, things like that, so people can go on there and just kind of have fun, pick out what kind of catches their eye and just play around with it when they get home.
I agree, man, and it's so affordable. It's just amazing, man. Like, just a tie clip makes whole world of a difference. Are you a fan of the tie clips, Ray?
Yeah, I like the tie clips. I like the color to be different. There's basic ones. There's a gray that a lot of people have, but I like the more color that's coming out with different companies that are selling those tie bars. The other point I was going to make about lapel pins is right now what's really in, and I've been using them a lot, is a lot of the metal pins. I have a metal flower or different type of button type pins that really make your outfit stand out without even having to do much with your tie. So that's just another thing to look for in accessories. You might be able to find an accessory that kind of stands alone, and you can wear that with a blazer and a t-shirt, or a blazer and a v-neck, and that just one accessory makes the outfit stand out totally.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You can add your own personality with these type of pieces. Like you said, if you want to go casual, throw on that blazer, you don't need a tie, and that's really a go-to look that I choose when I'm going out, perhaps just with friends or for a dinner. Just a blazer with a lapel pin. You don't need the tie all the time, but you can show a little personality. It's real fun.
I agree. That's what accessories is for. Now, Ray, I know you probably get asked a lot of questions on your personal fashion page. What's the advice that you would give somebody that starting off, you know, getting their feet wet in the fashion world, is kind of scared to add on too many accessories to their suit or whatever it may be? How do you think they should go about as far as like starting off step by step on how to accessorize properly in the fashion team?
Probably the first thing that they want to do is make sure they go through their closet. A lot of people have very fashion forward stuff in their closet, but because they don't really go through their closet or they don't know how to put pieces together, they don't use them correctly. So that's probably the best thing to do, because sometimes you don't really have to spend that much money. It's already in your closet. You just don't know how to use it. Second, on IG, there's many guys that know how to wear accessories correctly. Dennis, yourself, you're one. Rich, you're another. Myself, look at pages of people that know how to wear accessories and wear them correctly. Third is start going to different companies that actually have accessories for an affordable price, because when you're starting out, you just want to get some looks together. And again, Harrison Blake probably has the most affordable online, and it's worth going in there and getting some pieces to get you started. And I know most of the fashion guys, if you ask them a question about how to put this with that, most of them will answer you. So those are some good tips I would think of.
Hey, those were some awesome tips. I really appreciate it too, about mentioning our affordable prices. I can't thank you enough for saying that.
Oh no, definitely. I know how it is.
Yeah, man, it's definitely been a great topic. Let me ask you a question, Ray. Where can somebody find you if they want to ask you some styling questions, or even, you know, maybe you get a chance to help style some of your followers and fans that you have on your social media? How are they able to contact you, sir?
Probably the easiest way is through Instagram. It's at reyray.createstyle. Just one S. Anybody can reach out to me through Instagram. I'm usually able to help people. I don't mind answering questions. I don't mind helping people style pieces for a night or whatnot. But I'm always available. Or you can just go through my page and look through some of the looks. And maybe there's something that you want to do yourself, and just ask me. I'm real open to questions and real open to styling people.
Yeah, that's amazing. And don't forget, gentlemen, don't just buy a suit and wear a tie and call it a day. You have to finish off the look. Doesn't mean that you have to add on a bunch of things. Step little by little, like Ray said. Add on one piece, wait a little while, weeks, a month, however you more feel comfortable, and add on another piece. And by the time you're done, you'd be a pro at this. Accessories is the way to go. And as far as, like, you know, you don't necessarily have to wear everything at once, but you do have to accessorize.
Guys, you know what? I think I enjoyed this discussion, and I think we covered pretty much everything as far as the basics. So until next time, guys, take care.
Well, gentlemen, that completes another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week at the beginning, we had a great positive message all about staying positive. We know with so many things going on in everyone's lives, sometimes you get down and you need a little pick-me-up. Hopefully, we were able to give you some suggestions that will encourage you and get you motivated to do more. Step out of your comfort zone and really just go for it, chasing your dreams. Also, we were inspired by Marcus Strother from the Men's Leadership Academy. This gentleman is doing some great work, having an impact on lives of youth and doing some great work in his community. He has really inspired us to try to step up our social initiatives as well. So hopefully we can get involved with some organizations in the future. And if anyone is interested in having us come out and speak or do a workshop, we'd be more than happy to do so. Just drop us a line, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. Lastly, Dennis was back from his hiatus talking about accessories, and he was joined by a good friend, Ray. We appreciate both of those gentlemen coming on and sharing their ideas of what makes a suit stand out by adding a few accessories, and how you can change the look of your outfit just by adding those different accessories. Welcome back, Dennis. Next week, we look forward to another exciting episode. We hope that you'll tune in, and we look forward to connecting with you on social media, or again, drop us a line on our email inbox, and we'd be more than happy to connect with you. Until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe,
visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.